This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The chaos in Venezuela continued today, the most recent development being confirmation from the company that made them that the voting machines used in the controversial election this past weekend had been tampered with. The Trump administration, as we told you yesterday, has imposed sanctions on President Nicolas Maduro and is threatening more. But as with all things economic, best beware the unintended consequences, because if Washington pushes hard enough, Venezuela could go belly up on its debt. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong explains.
This is complicated, but the key is that Venezuela is running out of money for food, for medicine, for paying off its debts. And investors in Wall Street are circling people who stand to make money in case of default. Harvard economist Ricardo Hausman is a former Venezuela planning minister.
The markets have been sort of like betting on, you know, will this last a month longer, a quarter longer? But the situation has been deteriorating dramatically.
The only sector that really makes money there is oil. So if the White House punishes or embargoes Venezuelan oil, it would speed up the country going broke and defaulting on debt payments. But here's the thing. Russia's state-owned company Rosneft has loaned a lot of money to Venezuelan energy companies, so it could take a big share of the oil business there. Same story potentially with China, says Kevin Book at Clearview Energy Partners.
The Trump administration has to ask whether they would be putting Venezuela on the best footing with both Russia and China controlling oil assets and making essentially Venezuela a client state.
Separately, U.S. sanctions could turn the Venezuelan masses anti-American and perhaps pro-China and Russia. Here's how Russ Dallant at Caracas Capital Markets sees the broad challenge for D.C.
They don't want to be seen as allowing another Cuba to grow in Latin America, whereas Cuba is just an insignificant little speck on an island. Venezuela is rich in oil, minerals, and other wealth.
A big test comes tomorrow, when a new assembly in Caracas that much of the world deems illegitimate holds its first meeting. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.